Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On the cusp of their first ever NBA championship, I do not count what the Seattle Supersonics did because I'm old and get off my lawn. And as I've always said, I mean, you walk outside and somebody's on your lawn. When you say get off my lawn, yeah. Who the bleep are you? But anyway, we digress. Joining us now to talk about the NBA Finals and beyond. A lot of controversy with the officiating. Played in the NBA playoffs many times. He's a Maryland legend. He's our friend. He's on the Maryland Radio Network. He's clutch with the boos, and we'll get to that. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's the Wizard, Walt Williams. Walt, what's up?
How you doing, brother?
All right, dude. And I appreciate the time, as always. And let's go back to Game 4, where OKC was down double digits. They're down 2-1 in the series. Done a lot of drama, Walt, about the officiating. Scott Foster in particular, which even led Rick Carlisle to say, hey, man, you pump the brakes on drilling this guy a little bit. But, I mean, you played in the league, and you've seen the Steve Javies of the world and all these other goofballs that have come around, Dick Pavetta's. When you watch the finals, do you see things change in regards to favoritism, ineptness? I mean, how much of the finals been influenced by the officiating, in your opinion?
I don't think much. I think for the most part, the officials are letting these guys play very physical. It reminds me a little bit of, back in my day, how we played during the regular season. And so I think it makes for very entertaining basketball. I think that's why the playoffs has been so good this year, is that, you know, having the refs calling ticky-tack fouls and having them take control of the game. I think they're allowing the players to do that. So, you know, of course, there are going to be mistakes made here and there. But I think overall, I think they've been letting both sides be very physical.
All right. Well, where are you on the Tyrese Halliburton train here? And the guy's got four buzzer beaters to win games, including the first game of this particular series. Then he's had some duds in between. Now he's got a strained calf. Don't even know if he's even going to play tomorrow night, and we've talked about it with you. Is he a superstar? Is he a star? Where is he in the echelon of, you know, NBA guys right now? So watching his playoff performance and so far what's happened with him in the finals, how does Walt Williams feel about Tyrese Halliburton when we talk about the greats of the game currently and how his image, legacy, et cetera, might be affected one way or another by what we've seen?
Well, I think that throughout this regular season and then the playoffs, it just stamped it, put the cherry on top of it, on top of the sundae. I think that he's crossed over into that superstar status. I think that he's probably, if you mention the number of superstars that's in this league right now, he's probably, you know, it's a pecking order, whatever category you're going to have. And he's probably at the bottom of the superstar, but I think he has crossed over from being a star to a superstar, according to, you know, just the games he's taken over and won for them. And you can just see when he's not balling and he's not in a flow, the team suffers. You know, they have so many guys that can contribute, but it seems like he's the biggest key to unlocking the key for everyone. Having said that, I thought last night he was a step slower. You can see that he wasn't himself. He didn't have the burst. When McConnell was in the game, he had a lot more effect on the game. So, you know, last night, previous night, I think that McConnell should have been a guy who should have played more minutes. It seemed like he was impacting the game more, and Halliburton was a little gimpy out there.
Now, Walt, for the Thunder, a guy that had a positive impact in Game 5 was former Terp Aaron Wiggins. He comes out banging some threes. And look, his minutes have been a little spotty here in the postseason, but he had the big game in Game 2, big game in Game 5. And we've talked with you about this one as well. First came in, played for our boy Keith Gatlin in high school. I mean, Turge brought him in. Maybe one of the great dunks, even Walt Williams level dunk in that Notre Dame game many years ago down at the Xfinity Center. But when you watch him and the niche that he has carved out for himself, did you see him when he's a skinny freshman coming out of North Carolina evolving into a guy that's 48 minutes away from picking up a world championship ring here?
Well, yeah, you know, I mentioned this to you before. I remember when Wiggins first came to the University of Maryland, I was had a conversation with Keith Gatlin, and he was just talking about the tools this kid had and combined with the size, and he thought that he was going to have a great chance to be a pro. And then seeing him play over those few years, you can see, I thought to myself that he would be a pro. I thought he'd be a better pro than he was a college player. He, you know, in terms of being a champion, that's just a matter of, that's the luck of the draw.
Right.
You know, he's on a team that has SGA, MVP of the league. Jalen Williams has been sensational overall. This team has been lights out on the defensive end to the likes of what we haven't seen in a long time. And so all of those combined factors is why they are where they are. And so, you know, Aaron is a contributing factor to that. He has come off the bench and given them a spark in a couple of games. And, you know, they need that. They need their bench play. Indiana is showing that they can wear this team down if the bench is not going to be productive. So it's going to be important that the OKC bench continues to contribute like that.
The Wizard Walt Williams joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, NBA Finals Game 6 tomorrow night. How do the Thunder finish them off? Will this thing go to a Game 7?
Man, to me, I think Indiana is the better offensive team. You know, OKC, like I just mentioned, they are lights out on the defensive end, but it just seems like the Pacers can still catch fire and make shots even in the face of what they're doing on the defensive end. I think what Indiana is in turn doing on the defensive end is creating opportunities as well, getting them into transition and allowing them to find each other. Indiana, they are a fantastic passing team, so they typically find that guy who is open when you haven't rotated appropriately. Having said that, I think OKC is the team. They are the better team because of collectively what they can do on a consistent basis defensively, and then they have the X factor, I think, SGA, and then the way Jalen Williams has been playing as of late. I mean, that guy has been incredible, and I think it's going to take that type of effort because Indiana has so many guys that they can throw at SGA to wear him down. It seems like those same guys, they can't guard Jalen Williams as effective. He's a little bit bigger and stronger, and he seems to take advantage of those guys a bit more. So he's going to have to continue to be aggressive and be a guy who can score for them. So I think it's going to be a tough game tomorrow. I think in the end, I think the Pacers win that game tomorrow, and I think it goes to a Game 7 where I think OKC pulls that out.
Hey, Walt, the NBA draft's next Wednesday. Derek Queen. How does his game translate to the NBA, and who's a good fit for him in the draft next Wednesday?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Man, I think with all the tools that Derek possesses, I think that he's a fit for any team that drafts him. I think that he can play in a situation where it's up-tempo, half court. I think he's a guy who's going to get stronger, so he can guard, being able to defend better. Offensively, the way he can handle the ball, I think just gives you another dimension. He has to increase his ability to shoot the ball from the outside. But, hey, when it becomes his job, I think that that'll happen pretty quickly. He's a guy with a great work ethic. So I think that he'll be an asset to any team that drafts him. And I think that he certainly should be a lottery pick. Just the tools that he has, the pace that he played with, And just the, like I said, the effect that he has on the game, you know, when he can rebound the ball, when you have a guy that can rebound the ball and then push it without having to outlet it to the point guard, that gives you a serious advantage in transition. You see that with the Denver Nuggets, when you can have a guy who can grab the ball off the boards and then he can see the floor like a point guard, that's a serious advantage. And I think that Derek has that similar skill set that he can bring to the table. Like I said, when he's able to shoot that three-point shot consistently or even more consistently than he does now, I mean, it's just going to open up the game so much more for him.
All right, Walt. Say Walt Williams is about to win the NBA championship. You're looking for a celebratory drink. Where are you going?
Oh, man, if I was winning the NBA championship, I would just be on 9, you know. So, but, of course, we're going to go get that clutch vodka that's gluten-free, no sugar, no carbs. Of course, it's organically filtered. We partner with One Maryland Collective, the NIL at University of Maryland, to give a portion back, give a portion to them of our sales. We thought it would be a cool way for the community to get involved in impacting the caliber of athlete the University of Maryland recruits in all sports, men and women. So follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Clutch Vodka. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at WaltTheWizard42. And check us out on our website, www.clutchspirits.com, for locations near you that sell Clutch Vodka.
Walt Williams, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, brother.
Thanks, Walt.
You got it. He's the Wizard, Walt Williams. We'll come back reset for you. We got news from the Nest coming up top of the hour. We're going to hear from Lamar Jackson for the first time in a long time as he met with the media yesterday. Let's count some midweek money. Hopefully buy or sell. We'll talk about the Orioles. Clean game last night. Convincing win. Strong win. Jim Hunter. We're going to get his thoughts on the team. 10 games under 500, 6 out of the wild card, and all the other stuff we get into.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.